Good morning. Welcome back to Spot On. It's another great week. Hope your Monday started on a lovely note. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Spot On right here. Yeah, my baby, in the studio. And before we start the show, I'm going to just give you the news on top of the hour. CNN has located a family who fled to Florida from Cuba. And, they are running that story in their front page. You can check that story out at www.cnn.com. And a 13-year-old has been arrested in Brazil for the tourist attack of the American student who was attacked, basically, and she was robbed. And there has been an earthquake in Iran near the nuclear site. You can also check that news, read more about that on CNN.com. And North Korea is still going on with the threats, and right now it's like escalating, and the world basically is just perturbed by all this war-mongering that is going on in North Korea right now. So you can also check that, and still on CNN. And there is a bird flu scare right now in China that is huge news, basically. And scientists basically are just on top of it, trying to establish where the bird flu came from and trying to come up with cures. And there's been a shooting spree in Serbia, and the shooting spree has killed 13 people. That is some sad news right there. Check that story out on CNN.com. And if you're tuned in right now, you are listening to Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby, right here. And we are having a nice week so far. The week started on a great note, basically. So you can check all the news on top of the hour on CNN. Or you can also check them out at Marine Independent Journal and just basically read more about those news. Welcome, welcome. This is gonna be a lovely show, like we always do. Have some interesting things to talk to you about, and I know you're gonna be giving me feedback. You can log on to Facebook/Spotter12 and do pass your comments to tell me what you think. I want to hear your feedback about the stories that we're going to talk about today, so do not even move.
From another dying day, when the sun fell.
I want to share
Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. And you are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And you know how we do it. Like every Tuesday, I just come up in the studio and I give y'all all the things that is going on around the world, basically. News that can help us change our society, make our society better. Because we, you know what I'm saying, like we are just trying to improve that. So basically, I'm gonna kick off the show by giving y'all some bits and pieces of research information that is just very interesting to me. And I think that it's gonna be interesting to y'all too, because this research basically are meant to improve our lives and save lives, basically. So there's a research that was done by Erie Insurance Group. And this study actually found out that 65,000 federal accidents within the past 2 years, and one in 10 were distracted drivers who simply were lost in thought. So the study actually has concluded that daydreaming behind the wheel is more dangerous than texting while driving. Now, this is not to encourage everybody to start texting while driving, because it's not dangerous like daydreaming behind the wheel, but just basically it's meant to inform you and let you know that when you're driving, you should keep your mind on the road and don't think about nothing else. Do not think about the food that you're going to eat at dinner or lunch or breakfast. Do not even think about the woman that you're going to see on your date later that night. Do not even think about your homework, fellas. Okay, so basically, keep your mind on the road. Don't think about nothing else, but just concentrate on what you're doing at that particular moment, which is safe driving, okay? So while daydreaming while driving, drivers are more likely to run red lights, and you can actually miss a curve on the road, or you can even fail to notice traffic patterns or other dangers that are around you at that particular moment. So you don't want to run through any of those, you know, because I've seen my fair share of accidents on the road, and I know it's not something to smile about. It's not even something that, you know, when you see that, you're going to be happy about it, you know. So you see an accident, then you're going to just start thinking about, oh man, like, how did that driver end up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how, or the fate of this driver. Maybe he dead, or maybe he's in some hospital, or maybe he's been even paralyzed, which is not, like I said, it's nothing to smile about. So folks, if you got a car and you know you commute daily like I do, keep your mind on the road. Do not daydream. Don't think about nothing else, okay? Like I said, you want to read more about that? You can check out the study. It's been published on the Erie Insurance Group, and I know you can find that on their website. Oh, basically, you can read more about that where I found it at dailymail.co.uk for more info. And there is another study that has actually found out that eating one pack a day of chips is like drinking 5 liters of cooking oil per year. You know? So this is frightening, folks, especially for folks like me who love eating crepes. You know what I mean? Like, I've been eating crepes since I was like way back there. So I tried, like, this year I've tried giving it up. And I mean, yo, it's tough, man. I'm not saying it's easy giving crepes up. It's really, really tough. But yo, I mean, think about it. If doctors and scientists and researchers have actually found out that eating one pack a day is like drinking 5 liters of cooking oil in a year, that is not a joke. That basically tells you that if you don't take care of your health, if you don't look out for what crepes you eat, I mean, basically, people say that there are some crepes that are not so bad and there's others that are really, really bad. But this is not trying to differentiate which crepe is good or bad. This news article or this research study is actually showing you, and it's meant to educate and inform you, that crepes is generally is not good because it's been deep fried, for one, and two, it's like you're drinking 5 liters of cooking oil in a year, okay? So I know you don't want that. Nobody wants to drink 5 liters of cooking oil in a year. So that is just meant to make y'all change your eating habits, okay? If you're a fan of crepes, think about it. Where do y'all want to see yourself in 10 years' time? Do you want to see yourself having some tumor or having diabetes or just having some blood clot, or, you know what I'm saying, just having some disease, having some condition, just because you do not look out, watch out for what you eat. Crepes, and I remember, like, I think it was a month ago in my show, I talked about food that is just generally bad for people's health, like, especially the male folks. Food that causes prostate cancer. They were talking about deep fried crepes, they talked about deep fried chicken and deep fried fish. So deep fried food is not good for your health. You know, so while you're thinking about that, you can check that article on dailymail.co.uk and read more about it and think about your health, folks. You know what I mean? Think about your health. Like, you know, Inspire, we keep it real. And if you join us right now, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. And you know how we do it. I keep it real and I just give you all these pieces and bits of information the way I'm supposed to. So you can start thinking about it and live a healthy lifestyle. Okay. And there is a different study, by the way, that also was done by different researchers, basically. And this study that was done in Denmark by Danish researchers shows that being overweight blocks all potential health benefits. So they found out that red wine provides no, in caps lock, folks, no, and oh, no health benefits if you are overweight, okay? So I know red wine is supposed to be particularly healthy and it's supposed to improve your diet and make y'all, you know what I'm saying, like, it's not so bad for your health. But if you're overweight, it does not give you any health benefits, okay? So previous studies basically have suggested that active compound resveratrol in red wine has prevent heart disease. Now, while that is true for folks who are not overweight, it's generally not true or is generally not particularly accurate for folks who are overweight, okay? So check that, folks. Check that news. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, these are the kind of stuff that are meant, y'all, that are meant to help y'all pick and select what you eat. And, you know, that is if you want to improve your weight, if you want to make your lifestyle healthy, and if you want to improve your health, your health life, you want to live a healthy life. So basically, folks, check those news article. And while you're thinking about it, you can hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/spoton12, and let me know what y'all think. You know what I mean? If you want to address something, I want to hear your thoughts. Okay? You are tuned into Radio.Dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby right here. Do not even think about moving, y'all.
I'll be trapped, and here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. Here they come, those feelings again. Who can it be now? 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 Is it the man come to take me away? Why do they follow me? It's not the future that I can see, it's just my fantasy.
welcome back to Spot On. This is Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby, right here. That was just, that rhythm was just meant to make you chill. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a great Tuesday morning. And I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how your day started, but basically, that tune was just meant you, you know, make you just relax. You know, just relax, because it's kind of soothing. It just make you don't definitely think about anything, you know, just relax, and then, you know, just unwind your thinking, and now you can be creative right after that. Anyway, moving forward with the show right now, there's this actor from Pretty Little Liars, and it's funny that somebody's a celebrity but they still actually have time to steal. You know what I mean? I mean, you'll be thinking that once somebody be in movies or celebrities, you know what I'm saying? These folks get paid a lot of money. So when one of them actually goes out and steals something, you'll be sitting back and wondering, like, what is going on? If a celebrity steals, then what will a man who don't got no job, what would they do? You know what I'm saying? Because that's setting a bad precedent for their fans. I think that once you're in the limelight, once you're a celebrity, once you're a star, you are supposed to be a role model, you know? So if you steal, what are you trying to show your fans? Are you trying to tell them to go out there and strangle people and steal and knock people the F out? Are you trying to tell them that? So this guy, his name is Parker Bagley, and you can see him at Pretty Little Liars, the movie. And so what he stole $7,000 worth of jewelry and gadgets from his friend. That brings me back to the definition of friendship. What is friendship? If you got a friend who steals from y'all, what does that say about your relationship with this friend? You know what I mean? Like, if I have a friend and they steal from me, then that would mean that is not a true friendship. If your friend wants something from y'all, they should be able to ask you like mature, big folks. If you want something from me, ask me. Don't steal from me. You're my friend, okay? Because that is going to sever our ties. So that is what he stole, $7,000 worth of jewelry and gadgets. And right now he's being sued, you know? So he's being sued, and they have found him guilty, by the way. He's not only being sued. They found him guilty of, they call it misdemeanor, petty larceny. Yeah, it's not grand larceny. It's just a petty larceny, but it's still a larceny. It's a crime, okay? So this event, or this unfortunate stealing event, occurred in Manhattan, New York. So, folks, like I said, the people that you look up to are supposed to be good folks. If you look up to somebody like that, who is a star, and he steals, then probability is going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people tend to become like the people they look up to. That's just my opinion. Like, I want to know what you think, okay? Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Spot On 12, and let me know what you think. I think people look up to folks because they want to become kind of like them, if not them, but kind of like them, you know, because there is some that you adore in these kind of folks. If you are adore a thief, what are the chances of you becoming a thief? I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear your opinion about that, okay? Still on people committing crimes and people stealing, there is this woman who is, and this is actually very interesting. She's 60 years old, folks. She is 60 years old. And she managed to rob a bank with two cans of spaghetti sauce, which she claimed was a bomb. Two cans of spaghetti sauce. She claimed these two cans of spaghetti sauce were a bomb. So what she did, basically, around 11:30 o'clock in the morning, what she did was, and this actually happened this past Saturday at 5th Third Bank in Macomb County, Clinton Township, in northeast of Detroit. She walked in the bank at 10 o'clock in the morning, and she claimed that if the bank folks and the bank workers don't give her the money that she wanted, she would actually blow up the bank. And she was like, you know what I'm saying, like she was like wiggling these cancers, and everybody was so scared, everybody was riding helter scared, everybody was lying down, and they gave her money. And she made away with all these bags of money, folks. Talk about creativity. I mean, I'm not saying what she did was good, but all I'm saying is for a 60-year-old woman to pull that and actually make away with all that sum of money, folks. This is solid. This is like this is like she's taking robbery to a whole new level. Like I've never seen a 60-year-old woman do that, you know? So these are some of the things that we are supposed to talk about. Is it, like, are we supposed to be laughing about it, like, right here? Like, yo, I'm smiling about it. I know it ain't no fun to smile about it. It's not a good thing to smile about, because robbery, it's not a good time, because when they actually get her, she's going to be spending the rest of her senior life in prison. Maybe Rikers Island, you know? Because bank robbery, that is grand larceny. That is not a joke. So this is somebody's grandma. This is somebody's mother doing that. I don't know the reasons as to why she did it. Maybe she was facing financial difficulty. Hell, everybody's facing financial difficulty. You know what I mean? Like, so does that mean that everybody just can just go and start robbing banks and whatnot? No. We should cast this kind of behavior. You're going through tough times, look for a job, you know, talk to government agency, tell them you're a senior and you want a job, you ain't got no money, and if they don't give you no job, tell them that you're thinking about doing something bad, like maybe robbing a bank. Maybe they're gonna listen to y'all if you tell them that, but you know, if you tell them that, they're gonna put you in jail. But folks, you know, I wanna hear your opinion. What this woman did, do y'all think it's solid? Do y'all think it's pure swag? I wanna know what you gotta say. You know what I mean? Like, this is not small. This is big time robbery. You are tuned into Penguin Radio, yeah, my baby, right here. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Still on crimes, still. There is this guy, this employee from Minneapolis, St. Paul Airport. And what he did, he stole $84,000 worth of guns and other items from a passenger's luggage. Yo, I know all the folks. I'm not saying all the folks that work at airports are thieves, but a lot of folks who work at airports are thieves. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, they ransack your luggage. They want to know what this person is carrying. And I remember last year, there's this guy who was actually found. He was actually caught live on camera, CCTV, stealing somebody's iPod, you know. And they traced him because, like, you know, in my iPod, for instance, I got this tracking device that if somebody steals it, that we can track it where it's at. So they tracked the iPod, and the guy was actually found red-handed. And they asked him, you know, the airport security who went to his place, and, you know, with some two cops and the owner of the iPod, they went to his place. And then they asked him, yo, we can trace or we can locate our missing iPod at your place, at your house. So do you have it? I mean, if you have it, no big deal. We just want the iPod and you can just walk on, you know, go your way. We don't care about what you did. We forgive y'all, but we just want our iPod. And the man was so embarrassed, and he said, no, I don't have it. So what they did, they actually, you know, say, like, you can call your iPod and then it's going to start making some noises. You cannot shut it down. And when they did that, the iPod was like, yo, click, 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 come get me. And he was so embarrassed, and he started talking about how the wife must have taken it from the airport where she works at. And she was saying that the wife came to see him, and then maybe she took it by mistake. Turns out, the camera caught this guy taking the iPod, not the wife. The wife don't work at the airport. It's this guy. So that was very embarrassing. Of course, he was arrested. And this put on spot people who work at airports. So this particular guy that we're talking about today, David Wang, who's 23 years old, has been accused of looting checked luggage of connecting flights before taking items to his wife waiting outside. That is a shame when people will use their wives like that. You know what I mean? Like, wives, most of the time the wives are just innocent. And they get charged with conspiracy to thuggery, but at the same time, their husband pulled them to do it. They pulled them to do it. Why do you pull your wife into your own messy world? Into your crime world? Why do you do that? Why do you spoil a sweet angel's time on this earth just because you're so full of it? Like, you're so full of stealing, like you cannot help, you cannot stop yourself from wanting to take things that don't belong to y'all. This is not good. So the guy stole 716 items, including 10 firearms, whoa, crossbow, jewelry, iPods, laptops, cell phones, and other electronics. Now, I hope he's going to be put in jail for like a long, long time so that he can learn from his mistakes. And I know right now he's severed his chances, or his future chances of being employed at some airport, because he has that record of stealing. And I don't know, employers who want to employ folks who steal from other people, I don't know, but woe unto him, because he brought it to himself. You know, you bring that to yourself, that is what you get. Nobody's gonna want to hire you because you is a damn thief, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you get employed at an airport, or even wherever you get employed at, do not have that habit of stealing. Stealing is not good. It's a sin. It's a sin. Even if you're not religious, you know, I mean, deep down, your conscience tells you that if I take something that doesn't belong to me, I should feel bad about it. Matter of fact, I should not even take something that does not belong to me. Work hard, buy your own things. If you want an iPod, don't take nobody's iPod. Buy your own. Work hard. You know, lift up your socks, find a job, get money, get paid, buy your own things. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. I want to hear your thoughts. Hit me back on Facebook, spot on 12, and let me know what you think. Do not even think about moving, folks.
Nothing lasts forever, and nothing stays the same. We can live our lives like angels, but we all feel the pain. Though I never said I loved you, said goodbye, your still small voice, yes, it comforts me when I close my eyes at night. You say, it's not over, no, no, it ain't over, it's just begun, so don't you worry, son, you must realize I'm still looking through your keep closing in. I reach for you to comfort me. My unconditional friend. Softly now you've spoken. These memories shall never die. Remembering your precious love, your honesty and smile. Do you say so? Please don't cry, 'cause it's not over. No, it ain't over. It's just begun. Still looking through your eyes.
Yeah, welcome back to Spot On. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, right here. In this last segment, we're going to talk about people behaving badly. Whether you live with a friend, whether you live with your girlfriend or boyfriend, basically people behaving badly, people not taking care of themselves, or people who are just not okay to live with. Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna start off with this crazy topic about this guy who got burned alive for drinking his flatmate's beer. You know, now people got different levels of understanding. People are not the same. You know, there are people who don't like it when you live with them and then you touch their stuff, and there are people who don't mind. You know, I particularly, for one, I don't mind living with somebody. And then, for instance, if they ran out of something, they're using mine. I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind that at all. But basically, there are people who mind. There are people who are not okay with y'all touching any of their stuff. So, in Australia, this man wanted a drink and he ran out of a drink and he opened the fridge and he took his flatmate's beer and he drank it. So when the flatmate came back, he was so pissed off that he called a friend and they started beating this guy up. So they beat the guy until he was unconscious and they locked him up in his boot, or the boot of his car, and they set the car on fire. Now, that is tragic, folks. Of course, the man died. It's so tragic. It's nothing to smile about. It just, I mean, I don't know what it says about the current generation, like how we live as a society. You know, that doesn't show no love. That does not show any form of understanding. You know, the least this guy could have done was just to scold the guy and tell him, like, yo, I do not want you touching any of my stuff. Do not drink my beer. Do not even come anywhere near my beer. Okay? If you do that, it makes me mad. It doesn't make me feel good at all. So don't do it. Do not do it. But just beating a guy unconscious and locking him up in the boot of his car and then setting the car on fire, what does that show about y'all? You know, that shows that you're a cannibal. That you do not deserve to live with certain people in the community. You know, you do that, that shows that you are an animal. Only animals do that to folks. You know, if you're a sane human being, you cannot beat somebody because of a beer. You cannot burn him up. You cannot kill him just because they drank your beer. That does not add up. It doesn't make any sense. It shows how this guy is immature. It shows how he's silly. It shows how he's minute. It shows how he's a narcissist. Narcissistic people do that. You know, they hurt people just because people use their stuff. And, a beer? How much is a beer? How much is a beer that you can actually kill somebody just because they took your beer? That is, I'm trying to come up with a word to describe this guy. This guy is, like I said, he's a narcissist. He's cruel. He's an animal. Only animals do that. You know? So, still on people behaving badly. That is sad. May that guy's soul rest in peace. And this guy, may he face may he face justice, basically, folks. That is what I'm trying to say. The full wrath of the law. Yeah, I got it. The full wrath of the law. May he face that. May he be locked up forever and ever and ever and ever. May he not be released from jail because he belongs to be in jail. He deserves to rot in jail. Still on people's behaving badly, University of California Los Angeles student, UCLA student who plays water polo, was arrested for raping a female student on campus. Now, this is what I don't understand. You go to college, you're a pro athlete. There's a lot of female friends who drool over you probably. And there's a lot of people who want your attention. But you end up raping a female student on campus? What is that? I don't understand it. I don't understand it with these men who rape women. I don't understand it. I'm trying to understand it. I've been trying to understand it. But I cannot just get my mind to understand it for the life of me. I cannot do it. Why do people rape people? Because they're jealous? Not jealous, but because they are, what, they're small? They got small thinking? Because they don't got no game? Because they're idiots? Because they can't control themselves and they're like imbeciles? Like, what is it with these folks who rape women? You know? So, you go to college, you're a young athlete, like you're 20 years old, 19 years old, 18 or 17 years old. There's a lot of female population. There's a lot of the female population on campus is a lot. And usually it tends to be a lot more than the male population. So if you don't got no game, you can holler at a friend to hook you up. You know? Just tell somebody who got game to hook you up. That helps. But for you to rape your friend, what does that say about y'all? It shows that you do not have no discipline. It shows that you did not deserve to be at a college campus, because college campus, the people who live or reside in a college campus, are people who got brains, people who think, people who don't rape no students, people who think, people who go there to actually get some intellect in their mind, in their oblongata. Folks, if you're listening right now and you're the kind of person who think about rape or who knows people who rape people, disassociate yourself with those kind of folks. You know what I mean? Because I do not have respect for anybody who rape a woman. I don't think I can ever have respect for any of those folks. You know, I detest them. I detest that habit. I detest people who even think about it. Okay? So this guy also, I think he deserves to be behind bars. He deserves to be behind jail. And he should not be released anytime soon. Unfortunately, he's out on a $200,000 bond. And he's going to go back in court sometime in April. And I hope they do justice to the woman. I hope they do justice to the female student. Because if they don't, if they release this guy, it's going to destroy this girl. And we don't want that. We want her to continue with her education and to go on and become a productive member in the society. That's what we want. So, folks, if you know that you're that kind of person who do not have respect for women, I don't respect you. I just want you to know right now. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I do not respect y'all. If you don't respect women, I don't respect you neither. Okay? Okay? Hope you got me. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, folks. Let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think that folks who rape women deserve to have a place in our society? Do they do that? Do we deserve to forgive them? I don't think so. I think they need to do time in jail. That's what I think, okay? So, still on people behaving badly, on campus, basically. We are talking about campus life, and you know, if you have a roommate, and I know roommate can be annoying as hell. So basically, there is a study that has been done, and they found out that a lot of people are so mad at their roommates, and because roommates can be reckless, they can be careless, they can be very, very careless, and they can, you know, I'm saying, like, they don't give a damn about leaving the environment clean, and some of them do not even know how to take care of themselves. And some of them expect y'all, who is the responsible individual, to look after them, you know. I, for one, know ain't got the kind of time, you know. So they found out that there's some notes that folks leave for annoying roommates. And these notes are meant to make you understand how people go through a lot of frustrations when living with somebody that they just met just the other day. You know, people do not take care of themselves. So one of the notes basically says, and I know I'm talking about it because I know a lot of campus students are listening right now. And if you're that kind of folks, We want you to lift up, to pull up your socks, change your habits, you know, change your habits, make people be happy when they're around y'all. Do not make people hate being around you, okay? So one of the notes actually says that, and all these notes are anonymous, but they come from different campuses in the United States. So one of them actually says that Ashley is passed out naked on the bathroom floor. Please check on her occasionally. Thank you. The other note says, Chris, addressed to this guy called Chris, if you're awake before 9 o'clock, I'll beat the hell out of y'all. No joke. Go back to sleep or watch TV. Real low. Love, Michelle. And there is another note that has actually been put on the kitchen counter, and it says, dishes, they don't do themselves. So this is addressed to folks who do not even do the, you know, do not do, they don't wash the plates. You know, they use them, they just dump them on the sink, they don't wash them, which is so, so sad. And there's another note that says, I'm sorry, I had to put my pee in the fridge, I sealed it in a plastic bag, then taped it. So shut up. And there's another one that says, I'm sorry, Matt, I can't afford for both of us to use my face products, you know. So people don't want people to touch their stuff. If you're the kind of person that touches people's stuff and use them without asking for their consent, that is not okay. You know, you need to be able to build a good conducive environment for you and your roommate. If you run out of something and you want to use your roommate something, so you should be able to ask him, communicate, ask him, tell him that, yo, I ran out of my face lotion and I want to borrow yours. Is it okay if I use yours? And then I'm going to buy mine sometime next week. And then if they say, yeah, go ahead and do it. If they say no, leave it the hell alone. You know, don't be that kind of person, folks. Do not be that kind of person. Another one says, dear roomie, do not slam your doors loudly late at night or early in the morning. You just might be a bad roommate. In bold, he says, you might just be a bad roommate. Another one says, is addressed to this guy called Even. Dear Even, my parents are coming today. Can you please wear pants all day long? Thank you, Ryan. You know, so all the roommates who walk around naked in the house, like they own stuff, you know, they don't respect that there's four people in the house or in the dorm that own, you know, that any, you know, this dorm belongs to all four of y'all. It don't belong to one person who thinks that they the macho man, they can walk around naked flinging that thing around like you want to see. You know, don't nobody want to see that, folks. Don't nobody want to see that. If you're that kind of person, change your habit, okay? Another note is addressed to this guy who keeps burning the toaster. And it says, with the bread, actually, the bread, the guy burned the toaster and then they drew a sad face on the bread. And they're saying, stop turning the toaster up. Stop it, okay? Another one in the toilet, he says, douche. So that guy apparently is a douche. And still in the toilet, there's another one that says, if you use the last piece of the toilet paper, throw this away and put a new roll on. So there are folks who apparently, when they use the last piece of the tissue paper, they don't remove they don't remove it basically, and they don't put a new tissue paper on, which is bad. It can be frustrating. People behave badly, man. People behave badly. College kids, you need to change your habits, okay? If you're the kind of people that people don't want to be around y'all, you should start thinking about how you can change and how you can make people love y'all, you know? Be responsible, folks. Be responsible. Look after yourself and do not make people distance you because you're so careless. And you cannot leave an environment that you find clean. You cannot leave it clean. Anyway, the last piece of story that we're going to share today, it's about this drunken British man who was forced off a flight that was going to Britain. It's because he was so drunk and he had popped Valium. So the guy was fighting with every flight attendant and he picked fights with everybody who was about the flight. So the flight was forced to divert its course to Cancun in Florida, and the guy was arrested. And he was fighting with the cops and yelling insults and how he was going to kill the cops. So right now, he's in jail in Florida. And he's, I don't know how the case is going to go, but this guy, like, why do people do that? Why do you drink your ass off and then go aboard a flight, you know? And instead of going to bed, instead of flying peacefully, you're going to start causing trouble, you know? Now, I've seen those kind of folks. Those kind of folks who pick flights on flights. I've seen those kind of folks, you know? I don't know. I don't know why the traveler were drunk, but damn, I do not want to, you know, go through that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my flight being divided just because of some imbecile, like, you know, causing problems on the flight. We don't want that, folks. You don't want that. If you're a frequent flyer and you drink your, and you drink so much that you cannot even control yourself, stop it. Stop the drinking, because alcohol is too much for y'all, okay? Folks, it's been real. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby. And you will listen to Spot On. Do tune in next time on Tuesday, same time. And like I said, you know how we do. We keep it real, okay? You have a lovely Tuesday and have a lovely rest of your week.